Matt Greenwood back with you for Regional Radio Sports and MIMOinfo.com. Speaking of Jack Robinson, fullback and linebacker, junior for the Festus football team, a dream team member for the first time, and had a pretty good year this year for the Festus Tigers. 118 carries, nearly 800 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns, and defensively as well, almost 60 tackles, including 23 assisted tackles and 8 tackles for a loss. So really, Jack, Coach Rush Schmidt, relying on you offensively, defensively as well. Kind of take us through your season and some of the highlights for you.
I wasn't a fullback last year, so getting put in that position this year was kind of new and it felt good. And I've been a linebacker my whole entire life, so that feels like home to me.
Kind of tell us what it was like, Jack, to be thrown into the fullback position, to be a part of a great tandem of tailbacks that could run the football at any moment. Austin Anderson, Jaden Rystrom, Rashawn Hyde, guys like that, Chalmer Brickhouse. Kind of tell us what it was like to be a part of that group this year.
Yeah, just being a part of that mix, it just feels like a family. Like, say someone gets hurt, we always have one ready for the – we always got one up, you know. We got, like, a good roster.
I know one of the other dream teamers was an offensive lineman for you, Chase Rystrom. Talk a little bit about the offensive line and what it meant to the success of the running game for the Tigers this year.
Oh, I got to show all of my respect to the offensive line. It's just they're a great part of the family, and I pretty much owe all of my fullback runs on them because that's where I run through. That's my zone.
Right. That is, that is exactly what you got to do as a fullback is run between, I guess, the tackles more often than not. How did you thank the guys during the season for every touchdown you scored? What did you do for them? Did you buy them lunch or something?
Every team dinner, you know, we just hang out in the mornings in school in 0 hour. We'd goof around, joke. It was good times.
Take me through, if you can recall off the top of your head, take me through a touchdown that you had, one that stands out for you this season.
When we were playing North County, I think it was like the third game of the season. It was like a 60-70-yard touchdown, and I remember a few of the linemen running down with me, and, we just celebrated afterwards.
What'd you do? I'm kind of curious.
Oh, I think we jumped up and did the old-fashioned, like, shoulder bump in the air. So.
All right, well, there you go. And I know talking to a bunch of the guys during training camp, I know one way for you guys to bond was Fortnite, and it seemed like that was sort of a game that was kind of thrown around a lot of different training camps as a way for you guys to, you know, get that sense of family and become a family as a football team. What were some other things that Coach Schmidt, had you guys do to sort of build that team chemistry?
And on summer camp, we would have like the military come out, and we'd do like days where we train and have teamwork bonding drills. Like we'd carry each other on our backs and everything, you know. It's like bonding drills and our family dinners we have every Thursday night before a game. That's some of the best memories I have in my life at those.
Oh, that's very cool. I especially like the drill about carrying teammates on your back. I'm sure that's pretty funny to watch. Let's talk about Festus football this year. I know, you know, it kind of was back and forth, up and down, that sort of thing. And, you had a really tough stretch there going into the postseason where you played Borgia on homecoming. And then you had to turn around and play Troy Buchanan on Thursday. And that was a game that you guys were able to put up a lot of points on a team that was, you know, I think one or two classes above you. And then you get into the playoffs and you perform so well that you get to the district championship and have to travel to West Plains. And I just want to get an idea from you that you can sort of share with all of our listeners as to what it was like to, you know, sort of have that 500 type record for most of the season, and then just to be able to shoot through it, you know, the early part of districts and get to that championship game.
Yeah, during closer to the end of the season, when we played our tough opponents, we never really hung our heads down after the games like that. I mean, I've personally fumbled in the Troy game, and I was really down initially after the game, but my teammates built me back up, and we were ready to play for our district games. It was just so exciting, you know, and it amazes me.
Yeah, and hey, I asked you about a touchdown that stood out to you. What about a defensive play? You said defense you're familiar with. You know, you've always been a linebacker. What was a play that you made this year that really stands out defensively?
I don't know, man. I had a few tackles behind the line of scrimmage, but I think it was Borgia. I picked up a fumble. I ran for like 2 yards or something.
Hey, that's something to remember for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, another thing that was really cool about you this year, and it's, you know, we started our first ever Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week Award, and you got that honor after that victory against North County where you had 15 carries, 177 yards, two touchdowns, including that big, I think it was like 65 or 70 yards that you talked about. And not only was that a big deal for you, I know because we talked to you, but also because it was the opening of the newly renovated Tiger Stadium. If you could sort of harp back on that experience a little bit, and just sort of, you know, being able to be a part of that as a member of the Festus Tigers.
Yeah, we were waiting so long to play on the new stadium, and the initial matchup between us and North County got rained out, so we had to play on that Monday. We were just so psyched, and a big crowd even came on a Monday, which surprised us all. It's just a good feeling to run out onto the field with that stadium full.
Yep, certainly something that definitely stands out when you look in, and you know, I think it was like a 2,500 plus more seat capacity, so really, you know, a chance for a lot of people to come out and show their support and be able to sit down and be comfortable about it. As we wrap up this interview, Jack, I know postseason awards, there's so many different awards that come out. And for you, you earned first team fullback MAFC All-Conference, and then you were first team linebacker MAFC All-Conference, and that was a unanimous decision by all of the voters there. And then again, of course, that Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week Award. What of those three, what was the one that really stood out for you?
I didn't know that the linebacker was unanimous, so definitely that one.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, I didn't realize you didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what Coach Schmidt put on his notes. All right, Jack, like I said at the beginning of this interview, you're a junior, and you're going to come back for Coach Schmidt and the Tigers and be a senior fullback and linebacker as well, and a chance to, you know, have a better season or to grow on this one next year. What's Jack Robinson doing between now and the start of next football season?
Lifting weights and talking to the underclassmen, trying to get them to lift weights too.
All right. Do you partake in any other activities, sports?
I run track.
Okay, very well. And what do you run?
I don't know what Coach will have me doing this year, but last year I ran the 100 and the 400.
Okay, very well. All right, well, good. Well, hey, best of luck to you on that as well.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jack Robinson, Festus Tiger fullback and linebacker and Dream Team athlete joining us here on Regional Radio. Jack, thanks for your time.
Yep, see you.